Welcome to Short Vart on Parsha Shemais. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. I want to share a fascinating insight into this week's Parsha that is brought down by the Balei HaChassidus, the Hasidic masters. You know, one of the focal points of the story of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the exodus of Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, and even later in Moshe Rabbeinu's life, is his mateh, is the staff, referred to earlier in the Torah as the makel. And the Medrash teaches us that this staff, this Mateh, had a very long odyssey. It was given by Hashem to Adam HaRishon, then it was passed on to Enosh, to Noach, to his son Shem, to Avram, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, who brought it down to Mitzrayim, to Yosef, and then through a very long journey, eventually, to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu uses this rod when it comes to making Nisim, to splitting the sea, to splitting the Yamsuf, its central and its focal. What is this rod? And interestingly enough, why does it switch names from being the Makel, like in the times of Yaakov Avinu, to being a Mata? What happened exactly? So the Balei HaChassidus say beautifully that the word Makel is Rashi Tevos. It's an acronym for the three words, Me'olam Kivinu Lach, forever, for all time, wherever, in any place, we trust in Hashem and we hope for His salvation. Lishu'ascha Kivinu. Hashem, we hope for your salvation. And this rod represented the opportunity for a Jewish person to have a deep-seated emunah, a trust, a faith, a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was bequeathed and given as a gift to Adam HaRishon, who passed it down from generation to generation to generation. Yaakov Avinu says, Ki b'makli avarti es hayarden hazeh. I had nothing left to me. I was a penniless pauper running for my life. But I had one thing, and that was my makel. My me'olam kivinu lach, my emunah was still intact. And then Moshe Rabbeinu gets it, and Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's time to take things to a new level. Till now it was called a makel, which represents your own personal trust, your own personal bitachon, your faith in Hashem. Now it's time to share that trust, that emunah, that bitachon with the Jewish people. The word mata means to turn, to sway. It was now time to turn the Jewish people onto emunah, onto bitachon, to give them emunah, a belief, a trust in Hashem, which ultimately would be the secret and the key to their eternity. And Moshe Rabbeinu was successful in turning the tide. And that is the catalyst, the trigger for Geula, for ultimate redemption for the Jewish people. And we need to realize that we too, as Bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, as descendants of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, we too have our own personal rod, something that we could lean upon, something that supports us in our most difficult times, and that's our emunah, because everything else literally can be taken away from us, even our lives. But our trust in Hashem is something which is eternal. Let's work on our emunah. Let's work on our bitachon. Let's fortify ourselves in our trust of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in Mitzvah Hashem, each and every one of us will have our own personal geula, our own personal redemption, our own personal Yeshua, our own personal salvation. Wishing you a beautiful upcoming Shabbos.